Welcome back to a 6 to Midnight Lounge. That's Junior Valbuena. I'm Tony Arriola. How's it going?
Hey-o!
Uh-oh. Is that Egg McMahon?
I'm the Egg McMahon to your Johnny Carson.
Hey-o! Johnny Carson. Juanito Carson.
Juanito Carson.
You're not Ed McMahon. You're Egg McMahon.
Egg with my bald head? My egg head?
Your egghead, your Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Sometimes I look at myself in my bald head and I'm like, and I look at pictures, I'm like, fuck, I look like I need like six little people with strings attached to my face, and I could be like a Thanksgiving Day parade float. I always feel like I got a big humongous head.
Just your head or what?
Oh, shut. No, other things too.
But your whole body? I can see me floating in the Macy's Day Parade.
No, because I was looking at this past week was our 14th year anniversary, me and the wife, and I was looking at pictures in the past. And I was looking at my wedding photo and I'm like, oh, holy shit, my fucking head is all fucking big. And back then I was starting to get gray on my goatee. And I thought, like, you know what? I don't want gray on my goatee. I want to look kind of like, for the pictures and all this shit. So I started dyeing it. Looking at it now, I used to dye my goatee because I started growing gray on it. And I didn't want the gray for the pictures. I don't know. Maybe I was a diva during that time because, I guess being married and wedding pictures and all that shit. So I started dyeing it. Fuck you. I'm not a fucking diva.
You dyed it. What'd you use? What was it? What was, do you remember what it was called?
Yeah, Just for Men.
Does it work?
Yeah, it worked, but when I'm looking at the photos, I look like I had like an animal sitting on the bottom of my chin.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why through the years I just, shaved, and I trimmed it down, sometimes I even shave it, or sometimes I just, it's my face is totally not gray, so that's why I shave it now. So, I mean, but I'm never going to use any of those shit on my face, or my hair, just let it be,
I was thinking of doing that to my beard. You know how it's all white?
Yeah.
Just to see once how it looks. You know what I mean?
It would look different. It would look too awkward because when was this? It was like maybe the year when COVID started, right? And it was around for my brother's birthday. We went to Danny K's bar and we're celebrating. And next thing, we invited a few people. I don't know if you showed up. I don't know if you could have made it.
Yeah, I did.
You did? You did show up?
I came with a date.
I forgot. It was a while back. But I don't know if you remember.
I sat next to Eddie and Lorena.
They were there?
Yeah. They were sitting. When we walked in, we were the last group, the couple to walk in. And we sat. Like, you guys sat on those chairs. And I told you, don't you know fucking gravity hurts for fat people? And like, I was standing, sitting at the same time.
Yeah, bar still suck. No, but I'm going to what I was saying, like, because I said don't dye it. It looks natural. It looks good on you. You look like a man. My brother-in-law Armando, he came in through the door. My sister-in-law Valerie, and I was looking at like, who the fuck is with my who's that guy with my sister-in-law?
He dyed it.
He dyed it, and it just didn't look. It just didn't look right.
That's funny.
It just didn't look right, It's like, just...
Your brother looks like he belongs with the Duck Dynasty.
Hey, I'll give my brother-in-law credit. He could grow a beard. I can't grow a beard.
Right?
I grow mine in patches, certain parts. It's like, I tried to do it 1 year, and it didn't look right. And I was like, nah, fuck this. It wasn't meant to be for me to have a beard. I would love to grow a nice, thick beard, but I just can't. I'll just let it be.
Neither can I. This is it. This is all I can grow, like this. This is what, about a quarter inch? I think if I let it grow to a half inch to an inch, it looks like just a bunch of spiders sitting on my face.
No, it looks pretty good on you. I mean, it's better than mine.
Right. Well, with Mondo has a nice beard because it's that fucking Jethro Tull, fucking Jebediah. Fucking beard. But the reason why he gets all that nice hair down here on his chin, because the fucker has no hair on his head. That's why it's all concentrating on his chin.
Yeah, I mean, if he got himself a motorcycle, he'd be a really good looking biker. Yeah,
he'd be a member of the Wild Hogs. Wild Hogs.
Nah, like I said, don't die it. Just let it be. I mean, my thing is, you grow with age. You grow with age. Fucking like, I shave my head because I just don't like doing my hair in the morning. Yeah. I remember back in the days when I was younger in high school, getting up, getting the gel, or getting the pomade, or getting hairspray, and doing your. I got tired of it. So like, right after high school, so I started shaving it little by little, and then 2 years ago, I just started bicking it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, just get up and go.
Well, when I was single, because I've been married how many a year almost year. Let's see, July, August, September, a year and 2 months.
Yeah.
When I was single, I had gray pubes, so I would dye the sides black so I could look distinguished when I would go out with girls.
Okay, hold on. You said you dyed your pubes.
I would dye the pubes, but the ones on the side only, so I can look distinguished, like if I'm wearing a tuxedo.
I thought you called it Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Oh yeah, like his hair.
Yeah,
like
his hair.
His hair. That's nice. Yeah. That looks neat. So, all right. So Monday Night Football, fucking A, man. The Eagles versus the Bucks. The Eagles won.
not gonna sit here. Not gonna gloat. Decent game. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't an exciting game, but it was okay.
It was an okay game, you know. I have confidence, you know, in my team. You know, they won. You guys were kind of in there like the first two quarters, but.
Yeah, and then it just all collapsed.
Yeah, you guys are not ready yet. I mean, don't get me wrong. You guys got a good, pretty good team. Baker Mayfield, he's, you know, I think that guy's got talent. He just needs to be in the right situation. He's been in the right team, you know? And hopefully, you know, like for you guys, he will be.
It seems he starts off strong and then he gets tired. And then by the third, fourth quarter, it's like he's done.
Well, he needs to fucking change that if that's true, because
yeah,
if he has that type of like mindset and that type of like, you know, way, he's gonna be out of the league.
Or score as many points in the first and second half and then defense take over third and fourth.
Yeah, but that's true. But it's like you need to at least defense wins games.
Right. You know? Of course.
Well, what's the saying? They say offense wins games, but defense wins championships.
Yeah, that's what usually it is.
I mean, like I said, you know, my team will probably be good for the next, hopefully, 2 to 3 years. But you never know. An injury happens, and that's it. You know, like for our franchise quarterback, like Hurts on the Eagles, he goes down, and let's just say it's bad, and he comes back next year. You never know in that game, you know?
Right, football. Right. And then where we saw it at Duffy's in La Habra, it was a Buccaneers bar. And that surprised me how everybody was so welcoming, like with a new face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they had me sign their flag. It's a trip, dude, because they even invited me for this Sunday. They're having it at somebody's house. I don't even know these people. And they're like, oh, come over, dude. If you're a Bucks fan, it's like, just come. How do you know if I'm not a deranged killer that's going to take you guys out? You know what I mean?
That is true.
But
that's cool. You know, that's cool. It's like, you know, it's cool to like have a fan base community, kind of know where you live, you know, because Tampa Bay is in Florida. We went to a bar that's in California, and a good amount of like Buccaneer fans, you know, it's like,
yeah.
And they were cool because like one of the guys that stepped up to us, you know, and you told him like he's an Eagles fan. And I was just like, oh shit. And he's all like, oh, that's cool, man. You know, we're not like that. Oh, you know, we're not like.
That was Omar. His name was Omar.
A cool guy. You know, he gave me a fist pound. You know, he told me, like, asked me where my gear was. I don't have that much Eagles gear because either faded out or I grew it or whatever. But it was cool. You know, he just told me, like, no, man, we're not like that here. You know, it's like, you come, you root, you know, and I'm always respectful. I don't talk shit. I don't talk shit. If my team's kicking your team's ass, I don't talk shit. And as I say, your team was kicking my team's ass and you're talking shit, I'm just be like, ah, fuck, it sucks, man. You know, hopefully, we'll see you guys down the road or maybe in the playoffs. Or I don't like to talk shit when it comes down to sports because it's sports. You know, I don't want to get into a fight with somebody over a fucking football, you know?
Right, right. And then the guy that runs the Bookaholics at that bar, he was telling me that's a quarter of the people that come because it's a Monday night and everybody works. So imagine on a Sunday, it probably gets packed and it's standing room only.
You're just trying to get down there on a Sunday. Try to get there early, get a seat.
We'll see. The games are always at 10 o'clock, so... 10 o'clock is church, buddy.
You can miss church. God will let you miss church.
Right. I think I'll talk to the pastor and see if we can move it to 12 or maybe we can move it to 6 a.m. or 7.
You go to Christian church or Catholic church?
Christian.
Oh, well, Catholic churches, like, they start like the church that my mother-in-law goes to, I think they start at 7 or 8. And boom, 9 o'clock, people are out.
Catholic church is 6 o'clock church. They'll have another one at 8 o'clock. Then they'll have one at 10. Then they'll have one at 12 that's Spanish. And then they will have another one at 3. I remember that because I used to be an altar boy. So I would have to be working these. Mm-hmm. I'd have to be working their circuit. And then you scored if you did funerals. Because you'd get tip for doing the funerals.
Who tips you?
The moneymaker was that.
Well, who tips you?
the funeral party, whoever's in charge of it.
So let's just say, like, my loved one passed away.
Yeah.
I got to tip you?
Well, you would tip, you would tip.
For what?
We don't put our hand out. We don't put our hand out. It's just you come over to the father to give him something. And then we're standing by the father, and they usually tip us out.
Okay. Well, how much would you make, like, you know, at a funeral?
Dude, I was a kid. I was probably, like, 10, 11. I was making, like, probably, like, $20 for a funeral. That's a lot for a kid.
Yeah. Okay. So. I was just wondering because I never heard of it. Like, you know, I believe in a higher power. I do believe there's a God. I don't go to church, you know. I haven't gone to church in a long time. You know, I was, you know, baptized Catholic. You know, my aunt on my mom's side, my mom's sister, she used to be a nun, but she left. And then all my family, like, you know, is Catholic. But then when I came to California, and then my sister became all super religious because she met her ex-husband, and he's one of those dudes that went to jail in prison and found Jesus and stuff.
And the outreach program.
Something like that, but then next, you know, they became super like religious freaks, and the Bible this and the Bible that, and then I started going to a Christian church. I was like, okay, that's cool, you know, all right, you know, but it's like I don't go to church that much because, and this is no disrespect to anybody that goes to church, but the thing that always kind of makes me like shake my head because there's the one time, you know, there's this homeless guy that's around our area a lot. I always see him, you know.
Yeah.
And one time, you know, me and the wife were leaving and we're on the road. We're at the stoplight. And we see him at the bus stop where he's always at. But then we see someone pulled over next to the bus stop and they're driving like a mini Mercedes SUV or something like that. It looks like it. And the guy got out and he looks like a bag of food or something. And then he's holding the homeless guy's hand. And it looks like I think they're praying or something. But my thing is, if I was a homeless person and I was out on the street and I wanted a shelter or food, fucking take me to your church or something. I don't know. It just bothers me a lot that people, and no, this, like I said, there's no disrespect, you know, like who are hardcore, like religious people and stuff. But like, okay, that meal that you're giving, okay, that's going to help him for like for the next couple of hours and fill his belly. But why don't you do something else, you know? And like when we got married at the church, our pastor, he drives a fucking white BMW. I don't have a white BMW. I can't afford a BMW at all. Really? I can't even probably even afford a BMW keychain. And this is like makes me like kind of trip out, like, you know, when it comes out to religion, that like they take all this money and all this stuff and they make their mega churches, and then you see these dudes, you know, who are on television and they got the big congregation and they're flying private jets and all that shit. I'm like
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, like that guy. And the chick with the fucked up eyelashes and her husband. I saw a movie about them. I forgot her name.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, yeah. And what's her husband's name? Jim? Jim Baker?
Jim Baker.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't fucking get
it. They're the televangelists. There's a difference because he's not a priest. He's more a pastor. Just like Olstein's a pastor. And they get all these donations. And yeah, they have these big ass houses, both of them. And they drive expensive cars. Like, I remember, I don't know, probably this happened about 3-4 years ago. There was a flood where Joel Osteen's house was at. Mm-hmm. And he got out before the flood started because they knew it was coming. And I believe he left on his jet. And he could have taken people with him. Or he could have let people into his house to stay there. But he didn't. And he got a lot of backlash for it on the media. But everybody forgets after a while.
Yeah, I get it.
The Catholic Church is on the take. I can say that because I used to be Catholic. And that religion is on the take. They have so much millions of dollars in the Vatican. And yeah, it's just...
Talk about billions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Billions. And like, let's be honest. You got... The Catholic Church got billions of dollars. Why don't you put that into?
They could cure world hunger.
Exactly.
They could cure it. The millions of millionaires can do it. The billionaires can figure it. It's not. It's just like the pharmacy. They're not going to give us the cure for cancer because they make more money off keep giving the medicines to the people with cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Making them stay alive.
So I totally agree with that. You know, there is a cure for everything. Well, a majority of the main things are like ail a lot of people, but they just want to keep you with that little taste.
Like, right.
They're going to make you keep on coming. Come on. Right. Keep coming. Right. And give me that money. And
like when Sean Connery found the cure for cancer with those ants. In that movie, and then they caught the forest on fire, and now there's no cure for cancer.
What movie was this?
I think it was called Dr. Medicine. I want to say Dr. Medicine.
Okay. But just like I guarantee, like I said, like there could be somebody. If I was like, and I found the cure for cancer, and I went on the television, and I said, I want to be on TV nationally. I want everybody to see that I have the cure for cancer. It's these two simple ingredients. You take this and you'll be cured from your cancer. If the pharmaceutical companies and the medical like bullshit people and higher ups found out about this and they knew, that guy's going to go on air. Let's send a sniper. Or
you'd be dead the next day, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to make it to TV. And they found out. Yeah, I would have made.
Oh, no. No. Not at all. Just like the car running on water. Next day, he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, he got into an accident. And I was like, he fell. He fell and he hit his head in the shower. And I was like...
Yeah. No. If you can stop from somebody making millions of dollars, they're coming after you.
Yeah.
That's plain and simple, dude, because you're cutting off their lifeline.
Mm-hmm, true.
You know, when I was little, what I would figure out is, you know, on big wheels, they have the big rubber tires, and they're solid rubber tires. Back in the old days, they used to be solid rubber tires, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't they make solid rubber tires for cars?
The car wouldn't be too heavy, probably.
Or is it because if they did that, they wouldn't spend as much? And if they do the tires that they are now, they're going to pop eventually. The radial wear. So you have to go buy tires. If they were solid rubber, maybe you didn't have to buy them for the life of the car.
Yeah, but my thing is, why don't they make freaking cars out of fucking steel anymore? Like heavy duty ass fucking steel.
I think it's too expensive.
Yeah, true. Yeah, everybody's always trying to make something for cheap.
Yeah. Okay, so take this one. I'm trying to black out on my wife's car all the chrome. I'm trying to black it all out, right? Mm-hmm. The front of the radiator, what is it called? The front of the car.
Fender?
Not the fender. Where it breathes for the radiator to get air.
Fuck, I don't know shit about cars, man.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can put just a picture.
Where the air flows through to hit the radiator. Mm-hmm. So all that is silver. I was trying to figure out how to take that piece off so I can blacken it. Mm-hmm. Dude, that whole piece is connected to both right and left fender. And I would have to disassemble the bottom. And then I can't take off the rubber from the top to look at the radiator, mm-hmm, because that's connected to the whole piece. So it's pretty much a U shape on her car. That's one piece. Mind you, if I try to take it off, I have to be careful because airbags can go off too. So it's like there's always something that somebody can make money off of.
Yeah.
That used to be four pieces before. Now it's all one. So if she gets hit on the right side, that whole piece has to go.
So somebody's got to get paid.
Expensive. So.
Well, it's almost the same thing as like city workers. Like people who work for the city. Because like I've always said, like, you know, the house is under construction right now. And we had a inspection this past Wednesday. They didn't pass. Uh-huh. They didn't pass. And it was the most dumbest fucking thing. Because... And I don't see the fucking difference. I don't know by code. I don't know what difference is in fucking code or whatever. But they said that the window is the window from floor to the top to like the bottom of the window is supposed to be 44 inches.
Oh shit! Are you serious?
We have it at 45 inches. But then my contractors are telling me like, but you know, like, well, a little bit below 45 inches. Let's just say 44 3/4 probably. They're making a big deal about that. But the thing is, okay, does it have to be with the floor or without the floor? Because remember, we're putting like the laminate type of flooring, all right? So that's going to add space. It's like the most dumbest shit. It's like what the fuck does that have to do with anything? So they wouldn't inspect anything else. But then they're telling us, like, oh, we need you to schedule the inspection for insulation. I'm like, but motherfuckers, you guys haven't even inspected the fucking framing. So what? It's like, The city doesn't know. We have so many different inspectors coming into this house telling us this. Then another inspector tells us that. And it's like, they do not know what the fuck they're doing. Sometimes, when the times I've been to City Hall, or even my mother-in-law's been to City Hall, you just see them just sitting around. And there's just people that don't do shit. And they get paid. And, you know, and every time, I think every time we have to call for another inspection, we have to pay, I think. I don't know if I'm correct on that. I gotta see, but that's how they make the money, these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. Well, last night I was coming home and they were working on the lights on one of the streets, but they were digging into the concrete next to the street. Dude, I'm not kidding you. There was probably about 22 guys, and this was at night. This was like 8:30 at night. 22 guys, workers, hard hats with the vests, surrounded the circle while two guys were digging the hole. And you know those guys are getting paid for just standing there watching.
Now, then they get paid extra at nighttime, I think.
Yeah, they're not getting $10 an hour. They're probably about $60 an hour.
Yeah, something like that. You know, getting yourself a nice city government job. Oh, you get paid.
Right?
You get paid. You don't do shit.
Yeah. My buddy Rudy used to work for a city in San Gabriel Valley. I won't say what city. And the dude would go to their gas station inside the city lot and fill his tank, his wife's tank, and his daughter's tank and they would all bring the car, all three of them, not him by himself. They would all line up like a caravan to go get their gas, and he would use his city gas cart to fill up the tanks, dude. He got caught. They suspended him for one day, dude, but he still kept his job.
See, that's some bullshit right there. That's bullshit.
Right? Yeah, or another story that he told me, one of the managers, I guess at the city hall, was having sex with one of the secretaries on his desk, and somebody walked in on them, and they were butt naked, completely butt naked. The manager got a week off suspended, and the girl got 2 days suspended, but they both got to keep their job.
I see.
Oh, so, man. City workers out there, if you're having sex on your desks, more power to you.
Hey, do your thing, but not on my dime. Shit. Oh, real quick. Hey, no, okay. I forgot to tell you this. And it's almost like, wow. I mean, you know, like I said, I went back to school, trying to get my high school diploma. And I'm going to school. And there's some young people there and all that stuff. And my class is two young kids, you know, around like maybe, look like they're maybe 18, 19 years old. They're young kids. All that shit.
Okay.
So they're asking me, like, you know, I told them, yeah, man, like, I'm old enough to be your dad. I was just telling them, like, hey, man, just, you know, keep on working hard in the school, man. Don't make the bad decisions like I did. You know, just trying to, like, still drop some knowledge on the youth. Mm-hmm. And then they're asking me, like, hey, so, like, what made you want to, like, come back to school and all that stuff? And then I was just like, you know, I'm going to be fucking funny. So I was like, oh, well, my father owns a national chain of hotels, you know, in South America. And, you know, I mean, and here in the States, you know, we come from money, okay? And I'm supposed to take over, you know, the family business, but he didn't want to give it to me because he thinks I'm stupid. And I got an argument with him about it. What do you mean? And he's like, well, you're dumb. You know how you got through school? I pay for you to get through school. Every grade, I paid each one of your teachers, you know, to pass you through school. Pass you each grade, I was paying you so you could just, because you're stupid. You're an idiot. You didn't know what you were doing. I'm like, oh, that's bullshit. I'm smart and all that stuff. And like, yeah, so I told him, you know what? I'm going to prove to you that I'm going to get my diploma. I'm going to go and I'm going to start school all over again. And I'm like, I did kindergarten like last year into like sixth grade. And
did you introduce yourself as Billy Madison?
I was doing Billy Madison to see if I would get a fucking like a laugh from them. And they're like, dude, really? Holy shit. So how did you go back to kindergarten? I'm like, and I'm looking at them like, I'm like, should I say it? Should I tell them? You guys are fucking stupid. I was just like, no, man, have you ever seen Billy Madison, Adam Sandler? The guy from the Parents movie? What Parents movie? The Meet the Parents? No, that's not that. The one with him. Yeah, I was like, no, that's not him. That's what Parents movie? Oh, the one he's with the black guy and they go camping and they take their family. Oh, Grown Ups. Isn't that Grown Ups?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. You know, the funny guy. I go, forget about it. It's just over your head. It's a joke, man. No, I didn't go repeat kindergarten through like elementary school. And I'm like, watch Billy Madison. It's some streaming service. You'll understand what I'm telling you about. And it was just like,
that's too funny, dude.
It's like, wow, man. It's like this age now of kids, man. It's like they're like clueless. I'm not saying that they need to watch everything that we used to watch, but it's like,
right.
It's like, yeah, the movie's a fucking classic. You know?
And too, he's in the public eye, so why wouldn't you know who he is?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. It was just funny to me because I thought I was going to get a laugh, like, oh, Billy Madison. They're like, man, you went back to kindergarten? How was that like?
Too funny. That's like when I was on that Netflix show and they had us do like a who are you type little. A little 30, like a minute. Who are you? What did you do in the past before you became a comic? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a guy interviewing me, right? And I didn't know what to say, dude. I didn't want to say, oh, I went to high school. Like, why would you want to say you went to high school? Everybody goes to high school. You know what I mean? Except for junior. But anyways.
Fuck you. Hey, I went to fuck. I dropped out my senior year, fucker. Okay.
So... So the guy goes, so what did you do before becoming a comic? I said, I used to be a janitor for this Ivy League school, but then I got fired because I was solving the math problems that they were putting in the hallway. And the guy goes, that's Good Will Hunting. He goes, no. I go, no, it's not. He goes, yeah, it is. He goes, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. And I'm like, well, maybe. And then they cut from there and they left me. They left me just sitting there. So, but yeah, that's funny, dude, that you did that to those kids.
Oh, yeah, and I've done something. I've done that the same thing to my sister-in-law back when I first started dating my wife. And uh-huh. I told this to my, and I was just trying to be joking, just joking, like my personality and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then she was asking me some questions. I'm like, yeah, I remember the time, like, you know, I was in Nam. It was horrible. And like, Charlies were everywhere. And it was just really bad that, just, I got all, I was trying to get all serious and shit. And I was all talking like, and just lost a couple good buddies, including my friend Bubba. And then she'll probably will be like, I never said that. And I bring up this story because it stays in my mind. Like, I love my sister-in-law. I love my sister-in-law. She's a wonderful person. But she's all looking, she goes, oh my God, you were in Vietnam. I'm like, and I'm like, my mom, like, are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? Like, and I'm not making this story up. If she ever listens to the podcast, that's bullshit. And I'm like, I've always said, this is a podcast. We don't talk shit. We talk the truth.
Like the truth.
And that moment stayed with me. That I'll always say. But I mean, my sister-in-law, just she's a smart woman. She's not stupid. You know, just everybody has their
moments.
Their moments, like, huh? I've done that too. You know, but
she has their moments. She has a lot of moments. And I said that. Tony said that, not Junior. That's funny, dude.
Yeah.
That's like anger management with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholas.
That's a great movie.
When they're sitting in the bar and the guy goes, "You were in Nam?" He's like, "No." He goes, "I was in Grenada." And I was like, "But how was that like 6 hours?" That's such a good movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah.
All right. Did you see any movies?
You know what? No, I didn't get to. Didn't go to the theater this week. You know, I wanted to see The Creator, that new one that came out. Yeah. I wasn't able to get the wife to be free to go watch it. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend. I'll talk about it next show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know, one thing I watched today, because school's closed on Friday, so I'm just catching up on some government on my laptop and all that stuff. But I know Dune 2 was pushed back a couple of months because the whole strike and all that bullshit.
And you mean that it's out in the theaters or out on streaming?
No, Dune 2 is supposed to be out. Was supposed to be coming out in theaters in the next couple of weeks, but with the whole strike and all that stuff, they pushed that back. So then I started watching a little bit of the first one on Max. You know,
horrible, right?
No, the new one was good, but then I saw on Netflix that the original, the 1980.
Yeah. That one's supposed to be horrible.
Dude, I started watching that. After 30 minutes, I had to turn it off.
Yeah,
It's fucking horrible. And I get it. The special effects weren't there and all that stuff. But it's like, and Sting was in the fucking movie. I'm like,
yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I'm like, what's that? Yeah. I was looking, like, that's fucking Sting.
What year was that?
1984, I think. 83 or 84?
I was 13. How old were you?
I was probably maybe 9.
Oh, 9 or 10. Kid, dude, you still smell like pee-pee. You still do. Anyways.
Golden Showers.
Yeah, I remember them blowing it up, saying Sting's first debut in a mute movie and all this shit. And then when it came out that weekend, it was like a flop. Like the worst movie ever made.
I was like, I know, I was trying to see, what scene is this in the new movie that came out a couple years ago? Okay, that character is this character. And just, I was just like, this is fucking stupid. And it's this, I just had to stop it. I heard that the books are way better because there's a couple of books about of this fucking movie, but I'm not a reader. I'm not gonna read this shit. If it's that bad as fucking in theater in the movies, I'm not gonna read this book. Fuck that.
So are you saying that the remake of number one was better?
Yeah.
Oh really? I see. Well, I guess just because of me being around for the first original one, like it didn't even catch my attention to see the reboot of it.
No, the reboot's pretty good. You know, you get it's better. I believe it's better acting. Uh-huh. And like, you know, I'm not trying to talk shit because of the time, because the special effects, they weren't there back in the early 80s. The special effects with this one is pretty good. And I just think that it's just way better because it's new. The old one, I mean, there's like first Star Wars movie, the second Star Wars movie, the third Star Wars, and New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. Yeah, those were old movies, but they're way better than the last six that came out the past 20 something years.
Right.
It was better writing, and you could tell that the special effects, they were beginning the special effects shit back in those days. They were like, you know, not saying they were as good as the ones that just came out like a couple of years ago.
They were still good, but they weren't cheesy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, go on.
No, go ahead.
I would know because I was already changing topics, but go ahead. Finish what you got to say.
I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
Well, see if you remember right now. But when Dune came out, the original Dune came out, did that other movie come out? The one with Bruce Willis and... No, I'm sorry, not Bruce Willis. Harrison Ford and Chris... Who's fucking on Friday with Ice Cube? What's his name? Chris Tucker. It was Bruce Willis, wasn't it? It was a weird movie, dude. It was weird. It was like a sci-fi movie, but it was weird. Like Chris Tucker played like a chick, but he was really a dude.
Fifth Element.
Did you like that movie?
Nah, I didn't like it.
I was watching it when it came out the first time, and I was like, I don't understand this. And then my sister would watch it, and she loved it, and I would sit down and watch it with her, and it's like, I don't get it. It's just so fucking weird.
Yeah, I just, I don't, that one I never really like, huh? Nah, not for me.
Right?
Not for me.
Yeah, no. And there was another movie called Hardware.
Hardware.
I say it's with Dave Duchovny. And I went to the theaters to watch that one. And I think I walked out after 10 minutes. It made no sense. It started off, they're lying in the sand shooting at something, but that's all you see for the first 10 minutes. And it was like, this does not make sense. Let's go.
The only movie I have ever walked out of is Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth. That's the one where they're unknown actors, right?
It's with John Travolta, and he plays like an alien. Shit.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
And the funny thing about it is that when it came out, my brother's friend, a friend of ours, used to work at a. He had a brother. He had a brother-in-law that was a manager at the theater. Right down the street from where we live. And like a small little, like, you know, small, it wasn't like no AMC or nothing like that. It was like a small privately owned theater. And our friend's brother-in-law was the manager there, and he would let us go in to watch movies for free. And we went in there one time to see that. First, I think 15 minutes, we walked out. It just didn't make any sense. It was horrible. To this day, a lot of people say that's one of the worst movies ever made.
Okay, I remember Travolta on the big poster of it, and he looked like he was one of the bad guys from Star Trek.
Like, yeah, he looked like a Klingon. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that movie. Yeah, that I never wanted to see that movie. It didn't get my attention.
So I was like, free movie. All right, let's go. Let's check it out. We're like, fuck this, we're out.
Free is good. Fuck it.
Yeah,
but. But yeah. What other movie? Anything else you watched?
Nah, nothing, man. Just like I said, didn't get to the theater this week. was just, you know, just trying to like buckle down on the school, you know. I'm 70% done with my government class, so I'm just trying to get that out of the way.
That was quick.
What do you mean quick?
Yeah, you had just started that and already you're 70% done.
Yeah, because I mean, just like I'm on a mission.
Right?
I'm on a mission.
So what do you have after government?
Economics.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's like they try to teach you all this. I can understand maybe a little bit of economics.
Yeah.
Just teach me how to balance my checkbook or something, you know.
When do you do the cosmetology class?
That's next semester. Beautiful.
You need a model?
Sure. Come on down. Sure. I'll fucking dye your pubes.
Make them look like a tuxedo. Don't make them pink like that chick from Greece.
Oh, real quick. You know, like the one thing that every morning when I get up, you know, I get up the kid, you know, for her to go get ready for school.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready. And one thing I always watch in the morning now is ESPN, you know, see what's going on, what they're talking about, you know, sports and all that shit. Yeah, you know Stephen A. Smith, right?
Yes. Yes, I do, and I don't listen to him.
I cannot stand this guy, man. he's like, his forehead is like so freaking, his hairline is so
far back.
He's like, so far back that this man doesn't have dreams. He has movies. How big of a fucking forehead he has like a movie screen. You know,
when ESPN show is over, they roll the credits on his forehead to save time.
Yeah, he's just I'll be honest. I don't know how the fuck he gets away with some of the shit that he says. Because one time I was watching the show, and then he was talking to the like a guy who used to be a football player. He was like a backup quarterback, but he's on the show.
Yeah.
And he's all talking to this guy like, oh, you look good, man. You look good, man. You've been like that. And I've been working out, this and this and that. Yeah, because I'm going to get myself all look sexy. And he talks all this shit. Then he looks at the host of the show, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly, she's really cute, really pretty. And then he looks at it and he tells her, he's like, I could tell you've lost some weight. Looking good, too. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck did he just say?
You serious?
Yeah, he said it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? He told a woman, like, you know, like, look, like you lost some weight too. You're looking good. And I'm like, I'm watching this shit like, damn, this fucking guy just.
He's probably doing HR class today.
Fuck, I don't know. But this is like 2 weeks ago when I saw this. But every morning when I hear him, and he's, I mean, like, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan, but he's always talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They love.
Oh, yeah.
He's always talking shit on the Cowboys. Okay, whatever. I think that's his personality. That's who he is. But it's just like, I think he knows everybody. Me and LeBron James, we're personal friends. And I call LeBron James and this and this and that. And, oh, I'm a personal friend of Derek Jeter. And I know the brother. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. It's like, he's so fucking annoying. And it's like,
he name drops.
He name drops. And I do this, I do that. And like, I'm like, oh, he's so fucking annoying. And I'd rather have had Max Kellerman on that show than this guy.
He's just, I used to prefer the other black dude that passed away with the lazy eye.
What's his name? Fuck, forgot his name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Oh, Stuart Scott.
Yes, he did good commentary.
Yeah.
He had a lot of good opinions on sports.
I just think that the morning talk shows and for the sports, they're like, they got to have someone with a personality. I get it. They're trying to sell, but fuck, this guy's so fucking annoying. And it's that's why a lot of people make fun of him. Yeah.
It's just a filler. They wouldn't have him on prime time.
That's true. I've never seen him like, you know. Yeah, but he's just so fucking annoying. Like, he's like trying to say like, oh, he shouldn't be quarterback. He doesn't know how to throw the ball. I'm like, motherfucker, you've never played. You've never done any. That's why I try not to do shit like that because I mean.
You've never touched a pigskin to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I played a tiny, tiny bit of high school summer league because I didn't play on the football team. Yeah. Stupid, I should have, but no, but I, Yeah, it's just he's just fucking annoying. And I also this past week he called the black chick on the show with him. I think it was on Thursday. He called her. He said, like, "What's up, my brother?" This and that. Oh, my brother. That. Then looked at her like, "Hello, that, AKA the Black Widow." And I'm like, "What the fuck's that supposed to mean?" And then she looked at him. She looked at him like she was like, "What the fuck, you know?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, like Scarlett Johansson, how lethal she is. You're like her. You're like yeah, Black Widow." I'm like,
"Yeah, he'll have to do a sexual harassment class soon."
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like, you know, the way he keeps on doing this shit is like he's gonna be gone. I don't know, but he just acts too. He tries to act too like he's from the hood. I mean, I don't know his background. I'm not saying that word. No, I'm not. It's not even about that. He's trying to act like he's from the hood.
Black.
No, I mean,
from the streets.
Yeah, he's trying to act like he's from the street. I don't know his background. Maybe he was, but he just overdoes it. And a lot of the guys that are on the show, were like ex-football players. You could tell those guys were from the hood. You know, he's the one that tries to he overly does it too much, you know.
Yeah, like you say, if you've never played, how can you say anything? And like you said, you never touched the pigskin just in elementary school, right?
Yeah.
See, and I played high school football. I was a quarterback for Polk High, and I did 4 touchdowns in 1 game.
Oh my god. And you're a shoe salesman now?
Yeah, god damn it. And I have to go home to my 2 kids and my wife, Peg. God damn it.
And your son is Grandmaster B? I hope people who are listening know what the fuck we're talking about.
Too funny. But I don't even turn on ESPN in the morning because it's just nonsense. To be honest, I start work at 8:30 and I work from home. I wake up at 8:20 and I roll back into my office to start working. That's how it is for me every morning. So
I don't know how you could do it. I don't know how you could do it, like, you know, working from home. I think I'd go crazy.
No, because I work. Okay, so I have my own office where I'm sitting at right now. I work here 8:30 to 5. And then once I get off, I go have dinner with the wife and the kids, or I go to the room. And I'm busy doing other stuff. Then during the week, I'm doing other stuff. And my apologies that the last episode is still not up. It'll be up tonight. And this one will be up in 2 days. But I'll fix it tonight. Okay. But there's other things that I do after I get off work. Like I said, I'm a comic. So I'm writing. Plus I'm doing other projects. So I'm just not getting off work and just sitting on my ass doing nothing. But there is some days that I do nothing because I just want to chill. You know what I mean? I like working from home. I don't have to put miles on my car. So I think in the last 6 months I put like maybe 1,500 miles on my car. I only drive it on Sundays, so it's cool. But what else we got?
No, like, back to that subject. No, yeah, it's like I said, I resigned from my job back in early June.
Yeah.
Going on my 4th month. And, like, you know, I'm doing the school thing. I just, like, and I tell myself that I want to go back to, like, somewhere where I'm going to fucking hate going, where I hate, like, my last job for the past 23 years.
Yeah, no.
I'm there because of the paycheck. But it's like my next job, I just hopefully that wherever I wind up, you know, God willing, it'll be somewhere, you know, good, somewhere like that'll keep me sane, a place that will value, you know, who I am as a worker. You know, that's why.
Hiring right here. Be your own boss. You set your hours, and you're flipping signs.
I that thing would fucking fly out of my hand and hit somebody.
or down the street, the tax guy is hiring for somebody to be the Statue of Liberty. Nah. I can see you, man.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think I need to find a job where there's no people. Maybe I'll find a job I could work from home. I can't stand people sometimes.
Imagine. What would be a job for Junior to do at home? What would it be? What would it be? You'd be, you reload bullets.
Is that a job?
There's a job. There's bullet reloaders. Yeah, you can load bullets and sell them. That'll be a family trade.
Like I said, I'll get back on my feet.
Anybody listening, send in jobs that Junior can do at home and give all wrong answers at 6ML@gmail.com. What about rectal thermometer cleaner?
No, I think I'm overqualified.
Butt plug shiner.
I think I'm overqualified.
I saw a reel. There was two butt plugs wrapped with a rubber band, okay, and they were for sale at a thrift store, $1.50 each.
That's fucking disgusting,
right? Imagine somebody picks up. Oh, look, honey, salt shakers. And then he puts it in his pipe and he goes, shake it like a salt shaker. Stupid. But so yeah, that's what I'm gonna do for the next show. I'm gonna bring 10 jobs Junior can do at home. Dude, you can do an OnlyFans page.
Like, what would be my OnlyFans page? What would be on there?
What about if you dress up like a baby?
In a diaper?
Fucking baby, yeah.
Yeah, you have a pacifier?
Yeah, with a blue bonnet. Like fucking baby Huey. I'm going to love you and squeeze you and love you and squeeze you. That would be...
I can imagine me doing that shit and because like I said, you know, we're living with my in-laws now,
right?
Taking care of them. I can imagine me sitting on my camera here in the garage, me wearing a fucking diaper and a blue bonnet, and I got a little rattle, and I start doing some dancing, and my fucking mother-in-law walks into the garage and I'm like,
she do laundry, and then she picks you up and burps you on camera,
and then she'll look at me and she'll get mad. She'll go, how dare you? And I'm like, no, it's just a joke. No, how dare you wear my husband's diapers?
No, you have break time and you go to the kitchen and everybody's just watching you in the kitchen eating.
And my diaper's all sagging because I'm like, hey, this is cool.
You have a diaper and a blue bonnet on and shit. Can somebody do a picture of that of Junior?
Oh, God.
With a pacifier in his mouth, a fucking big ass pacifier.
Oh man! Hey, if it fucking pays. But you know, there's freaks out there that would watch that.
You retire, Annette. I got it, baby. I'm going to work. And then you close the door, and then you hear, wah, wah. Fucking A, dude. But you pay like tens of thousands of dollars every day. You know, but there is fucking freaks out there that like that shit, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lower myself to do that shit.
That's the sick thing. That's the thing, that there is people out there that dig that crap.
Yeah, like, I mean, to me, I always thought that, like, you know, dudes who wanted, like, you know, pictures of women's feet, like,
yeah,
I don't get it, you know?
I don't, dude, I have a friend that's all into that shit, and it's like, that's so disgusting, I don't get it. Why would you want pictures of women's feet, and then to put them in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No way, man. I don't like, she got some pretty feet there. I'm gonna suck them toes. Like,
right. Put some barbecue sauce. Get those little digits. And then they have the little lint from the socks under their toenails.
Disgusting.
And maybe some paste in between the toes.
Nah, because like, you know, like feet are not, I don't know, I've never seen pretty feet. I'm not trying to say my wife's feet are not pretty, but I'm not attracted to feet.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, like, you know, it's just weird, you know.
Yeah, no.
Hey, whoever makes money doing that, hey, all power to you.
Do your thing.
More power to you.
Cheers.
You want to spend $10.99 or whatever they charge a month to the, that's your money. Okay, whatever. That's your thing.
Right. Oof. I think the baby route is better.
Yeah, I think I'll go the baby route. Yeah.
What would Tony do?
What would you do? I already told you. Just get yourself in some underwear. Pour some honey on you. I'll give you my daughter's Winnie the Pooh ears from Disneyland. There you go.
We can. No, I'll just wear a red T-shirt and write Pooh on the front of it. That's all I wear. And make sure my pubes are dyed black so I can look distinguished.
That's fucking gross.
That's and then disgusting. I'll sing the Winnie the Pooh song. I don't know it. I gotta learn it.
Me neither.
I'm just a little black rain cloud hovering over the honey tree. I know
that
one.
Is that the song? Is that it?
That's one of them.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Did we have a plan what we were going to talk about today? We just went off.
Yeah, went off topic from everything,
from everything we're supposed to talk about today. But I mean, yeah.
I didn't talk about anything on my list.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do next show if you still want to talk about it.
That's unless you hit it big on your OnlyFans page and then you don't want to do the podcast no more.
I say, like, you, I retired.
You don't have time for little people.
No.
Right. Give up your call sign to your Instagram.
I'm at on Instagram at BigJune5000.
BigJune5000, everybody. Mine is comic_Tony_Areola. And that's our Instagrams. We do have our 6 to Midnight Lounge Facebook page, Instagram page. I don't have any shows coming up. Who are you guys playing this weekend? The Eagles.
I wasn't paying attention.
We're playing the Saints. Hopefully we win. I don't want to hear my son-in-law with his crap. He actually owes me one. He has to wear my Bucks jersey and hat and say we're the greatest team on earth at lunch. So we got to do that soon. But another episode in the bucket. Junior.
Yes, sir.
You have a good night.
You too, man.
All right. Take it easy. Peace out, everybody.
Bye-bye.